The earth and through all of us, is the state of the world so unfortunate? I couldn't comprehend the violence, or to use the old phrase, man's inhumanity to man. The weather contributed to my confusion because it was obviously out of balance, which of course led me to conclude once again what I had learned years before from my spiritual and metaphysical studies, that nature itself is informed by the consciousness of mind. It was difficult for me and almost everyone I knew to keep centered and hopeful about where we were going as a human race. Certainly Hollywood and the art industry I had been a part of all my life was reflecting values that, granted, might in turn be reflecting those of a great part of our society, but it seemed to me we were witnessing the disintegration of decency, of sensitivity, and the spiritual values which we as Americans had supposedly been raised with. What were we doing with ourselves? And what were our human priorities? What did we wish for our futures and those of our children? And more than anything, why did we seem so badly to lack esteem in ourselves? Now, as a senior citizen, I found myself experiencing not only anger and loneliness and anxiety over what we might be headed for, but fear that we were now almost completely out of touch with what we were intended to be in the first place. I had a daughter, two grandchildren, a brother, and four nieces and nephews. My parents had crossed over, and I myself was contemplating how much longer I would have the physical life adventure on this world. However, I felt more creative than ever. I had sufficient money, five or six really good friends with whom I could communicate on all levels, a rarity, a good healthy body and a sound mind, although some stand-up comics would dispute that, and a life that was fancy-free and enviable to those who were tied down to existences of smothering responsibility. Sometimes, because of society's propaganda and conditioning, I thought I felt lonely. But when I gave it a second thought, I realized with relief that I was leading exactly the life I wanted to. Unattached to a man-woman relationship, free of the rigors and restrictions of raising a family, unencumbered by a job I was not inspired by, and free to do whatever I wanted to in the future. That was the question, however. What was the future? Should I secure my roof because of the prophecies of high winds? Would there be a worldwide stock market crash? Would solar flares disrupt communications? Would the viruses that seemed to be infecting humanity become more and more virulent because we were denuding the forests where they live naturally? Was our environment so compromised that it would never again sustain healthy human life? Were we alone in the universe? And if not, would they come to help us or finish us off? And was God out to lunch? Of course, I had more questions than even I could dream up. And yes, I found myself at the point in my life where I had well-earned time to dream. Perhaps it was because I was so free and open-minded that I had the time and the energy to contemplate what not only I but all of us were really doing with ourselves. My imagination could ripple back and forth across time until I found myself in a state of mind time that provided some answers. But I am getting ahead of my story. There is a famous pilgrimage that has been taken by people for centuries across the Santiago de Compostela Camino across northern Spain. It is said that the Camino, the road or the way, lies directly under the Milky Way and follows ley lines that reflect the energy from those star systems above it. In Eastern philosophies, the spiritual life force of the earth is called prana. This prana is inextricably linked with the life force of the sun, providing energy for all life. The life force is especially strong along lines of energy called ley lines. Ley lines are the essential structure of the earth's etheric spirit. They are usually fairly straight, varying in width and intensity. A cross-section of a ley line looks like an hourglass, the narrow middle intersecting at the earth's surface. The ley energy exists below the earth and above it equally. This energy emanates at a very high frequency and, when experienced by a human consciousness, induces clarity of thought, experience, memory, and revelation. The energy of the ley lines increases the rate of vibration of the etheric and dense matter that make up the human brain. The result of this stimulation is the production